A caption. Paramount Pictures would like to thank the families of the deceased and the Carlsbad Police Department. Shaky home movie footage. An SUV pulls up outside a large suburban house in Carlsbad, California.
Welcome home, Hunter. This is your house. Gonna look out of that window. There's your front door. Hi, Dad. How are you?
A baby.
Happy little man.
Out of the sun too, okay?
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Guess who changed the first, like, 15 diapers?
This guy right here.
Really?
Wait, guess who was in labor for a day? This girl.
That's your mama. Hi. Hunter, this is Martine, your new nanny. She will probably fix your dirty diapers because I won't.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
He's cute, right?
Adorable.
Yes.
He's kind of smooshy looking. Yeah, not going to lie.
He's just newborn.
I'm seriously the cutest baby ever next to me. Second to me.
Touch him and cuddle him all day long.
See how tiny he is? Do you mind if I take him? Not if he's sleeping, but I want to take him on a little tour of the house.
Okay. He's cool? Not sleeping.
That's Abby. Going to be your best friend. Bye, sweetie.
An Alsatian.
This is a fireplace. This is how Mommy seduced Daddy.
Oh.
And that's how we got you.
And that's why you're watching this video at 25.
This is your room.
Dad Daniel videotapes Hunter's nursery.
There's your crib. It's a little sparse right now. Just got some caterpillar action going on. Hunter, see? Pretty cool. This is your sister's trashed room.
Yeah, I'll check with him.
Oh, there she is.
What's up, brother from another mother?
What?
No, Hunter's in. You're never allowed to come in here, ever, unless I invite you, in which case it's going to be the best day of your life. Oh, and by the way, that's my bathroom. Don't ever go in there.
It's and that's bathroom. Half your bathroom? It's actually bathroom. My bathroom, because I bought it and I let my dog.
All that is mine. Don't be on my seat.
This is a living room that no one ever uses. This is my first man cave. Where all my genius ideas come. This is the second man cave where we're going to watch Chargers games together. This is my 50-inch monster. Look at that. It's beautiful.
A flat-screen TV. Hunter is cradled by his mum, Christy.
I don't even know if I swallowed him right.
Baby Hunter lies on the bed in blue baby clothes.
Hi, baby boy. Hi.
Hunter's teenage half-sister, Allie, films.
He smells good.
Yes.
Christy kisses Hunter's belly.
You're just like Daddy. Oh, I make poops all the time.
Their help, Martine, cradles Hunter.
Es hermoso. Es un bebé muy especial.
Is that good?
Sí.
Okay.
Es especial, baby. Sí. Gracias, dormir. Thank you.
That's so cute.
I'll get it.
Allie answers the door to her Aunt Katie.
Hey!
Where is this baby?
Hey, Katie!
Where is he?
He's upstairs.
Upstairs, Christy lies on the bed watching as Katie cradles Hunter, gently stroking his right arm.
Hi. You are so precious.
Chubby button-nosed Hunter gazes up at her.
I already love you so much.
My sister did good.
Yeah.
You probably had a little part in it.
Very little.
A barbecue.
Your boyfriend. Yeah, he's a big boy. Holy he's like 90th percentile in height.
Hello, baby. Dad.
Whatever.
My burger. Do you want another plate?
Sorry.
A teenage guy, Brad, dive bombs into the swimming pool, then grabs a woolly hat from the poolside.
I'm Jimmy. My Aunt Katie.
Well, it does stay on, but I didn't want to get it wet. You know?
Oh, no, of course not. That would be ridiculous.
That would ruin it.
So, definitely.
Swear to God, I will tell you.
Look at that. Perfect. Spin. Perfect handoff right there.
She's my only niece. Not really, but I think of her as my niece. She's my step-niece. I'm the evil step-aunt.
Step.
The evil step-aunt? I'm not sure how to take that.
I'm not really evil, but I can be evil is my point.
Jack, the face came off!
In the swimming pool, Daniel wrestles a vacuum cleaner-style pool cleaner.
There can be only one!
I will not let you go. I
can't believe he's over you.
I will not let you go. You see?
Where's Nika?
Oh, he wasn't up for hanging out today.
Blackness. Daniel removes the lens cap.
It's fine, okay? I'm just going to tape over an old one. Can you get Abby out of here, please? She's going to get cut on the glass.
We just got back, and the whole place is pretty much destroyed. Nothing seems to be actually missing. It's just everything's really...
But that's what she's telling me. Just make sure we document everything. Don't touch anything.
This is our foyer. Furniture's damaged.
My daughter Allie's room.
The house has been trashed.
This feels gross. Somebody was in here.
Master bedroom.
His flat screen TV has been smashed.
Yeah, so that's great. The watches are still there?
Yeah. Diamonds are here.
Christy's checking a drawer.
The only thing missing is the necklace my sister gave me. This is horrible. It's fucking horrible.
It's a nursery.
Everything in the nursery seems fine.
As far as I know, this room was not touched.
The R from Hunter's name is missing from the stick-on letters on the door.
This is our basement. I don't see anything really broken. I don't know if there's anything.
I don't think they did anything down here. What is that?
A wet patch.
Is that Abby? It's really pink, though. Oh.
Golf clothes are still here. Your bikes are still here. Not that you're using them.
And your bike is over here, so... And the epic clean continues.
Looks like we had a party.
They clean up the living room.
Worst party ever.
Allie films Christy.
I don't know, kiddo. This is messed up.
What are you talking about? They didn't take anything. We're fine. You're fine.
Two workmen arrive with tools. Daniel.
So this is it. Like I said, about a week ago, the place was completely trashed. My daughter, Allie. Pretty much every room in the house. We had both doors locked.
Pull it up here, up in the corner. And then you get the whole stairway, the front door, this whole hallway, one over there.
Okay.
Facing this way, get this door. Or have one in here, getting all these windows, the slide.
So they run, like, all the time?
Yeah, they're always recording.
We can pop
Can't get away with anything.
On the landing.
That's the
corner up there, so you get who's coming in and out of this door, that door.
Bathroom.
And you get to see the baby at night, too. We can put a
You're not putting one in my bathroom, right?
Yeah.
Wait,
what?
Where are you
putting Put a camera that sees in complete dark. Perfect.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That'd be sweet.
They look like motion detectors. Little tiny hole. I have one I can show you.
Can you put one in that bunny?
Cool.
A ceramic bunny.
And then we can... I can set you up with the camera. So it goes up there like that. It's hidden.
How many are we getting?
I don't know. Is that like six? I don't know.
One, two, three.
Security camera footage. A blurry hand comes into focus as it twists a focus wheel around the camera lens. It's one of the workmen. The time, 3:17 p.m., is displayed in the bottom right corner of the screen. Securicam footage of Abby, the family Alsatian, pouring at the water in the backyard swimming pool. Securicam footage of the kitchen shows Allie pouring herself some orange juice. She puts the juice back in the fridge. Blackness. A fade in reveals a Securicam view of the darkened path outside. A caption reads, Night 1, August 7th, 2006. Footage of the quiet swimming pool. The open plan kitchen and living room. The clock in the corner of the screen reads 1:37 a.m. Daniel locks the front doors. He's ready for bed, wearing a t-shirt and tracksuit bottoms. Upstairs in the nursery, Abby lies on the floor by Hunter's crib. The swimming pool light flickers out. The light of the poolside jacuzzi remains on, but the rest of the yard is in darkness. Day. Daniel finds the pool cleaner on the patio at the side of the pool. He tosses it back in the pool, then takes a beach ball and hurls it across the yard. 7:05 a.m. Abby claws at the bottom of the closed basement door in the living room downstairs. Now a toddler with a full head of hair, Hunter climbs the stairs on his hands and knees.
Yeah. Go get it.
Martine's performing a ritual.
You're super fast, big man. What's Martine doing?
What's she doing?
Hi, Hunter. Qué bonito, mi bebé.
He's good, right?
Sí, está haciendo muy bien.
You're good. Yeah. What'd you say, Abby? Hey, Hunter. Hunter, you want another fishy? What are you doing?
Martine is gesturing.
What you doing?
What's up, Martine?
What's up? What's up, Ali?
What were you doing? What were you doing earlier when you were, like, talking to yourself? All crazy, like. No, are you going crazy here,
no,
too?
No estaba crazy.
You're just getting it from all of us.
Yo lo estoy protegiendo.
The house is, ¿sí? There are bad things in the house?
No. Se van. Se van los espíritus.
You're getting
malos.
Rid of spirits.
Ajá.
Okay.
Los malos.
All right.
Los buenos los queremos aquí.
The good ones.
Aquí los queremos.
We keep the good ones.
Yes.
In with the good, out with the bad.
Muy bien.
Yay.
Muy
in with the paella.
Bien out with...
Holy crap, that's a lot of garlic.
Christy's holding Hunter. She tips him upside down in her arms. Daniel nearly bangs him with the camera as he gets in close.
Oh, I almost got him.
Daniel runs to the bathroom to find Ali pointing at the toilet.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God! Look at what Martine left! Oh. Disgusting! I'm gonna throw up!
No, you! That was you!
It's not
don't
me!
Don't blame somebody
Head
else!
To God!
God! There's like a live crawdaddy in there.
She clogged it. I can't even look
at it. That is a stencholata. That is horrible. You're grounded.
I'm not capable.
You are grounded. Awful.
This is the best bath.
It looks pretty good.
If you come in, it'll be the best bath I've ever seen.
So quiet and like nobody here. It's fantastic.
I love Martine, but I'm kind of loving the fact that she's not here.
Yeah.
What time is your sister coming?
What time is it now?
7:20, something like that.
Like an hour or so?
Hmm.
You should definitely pop in.
I don't want to smash you, but I kind of
want
to.
You don't want to smash me? I kind of want you to smash me.
Really? Oh.
Yeah?
Let me release the Kraken.
Night 2, August 8th, 2006, 1:32 a.m. The pool cleaner drifts in the swimming pool outside, a long hose snaking from its plastic filtration cylinder. Securicam footage shows the kitchen and living space, which are broken up by an L-shaped sofa dotted with scatter cushions. The foyer cam shows Hunter's buggy by the stairs at the front door. Katie comforts Hunter in his nursery. She bounces him in her arms, and he stops crying. Morning. Daniel fries bacon and sausages.
Look, it's perfect, right?
It's a lot of grease in there.
I'm going to drain
it's
it.
A lot of... Your goofy mug.
Katie comes downstairs.
Hey!
How are you making breakfast?
How you doing?
Did he keep you up?
Yeah, he definitely does that.
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
You're amazing.
I don't think I'm really
awake
though.
I love my sister.
She's the best.
Remember that time you tried to be a vegan for
like a half?
6 hours?
Yeah. That was a difficult time.
Vegan?
Yeah.
Morning.
Yo, what up?
Thank you for loaning out your beautiful girlfriend for the night.
What up?
Yeah,
she made my day.
Tell me that's not yours.
It's not really mine.
She's not watching the sausage.
No. I did watch it. I watched it.
I mean, she uses it most.
That's cool. It's HD. Here, do I get some love too?
Katie's handsome boyfriend, Mika.
What?
A caption reads, 60 days before the death of Mika Sloat, August 9th, 2006. Mika to Daniel.
Dude, I have a bone to pick with you. I went to the Burger King the other day and I was like, hey man, talk to your neighbor, I'm not getting any free food, dude.
I don't own like every Burger King. Stuff.
You know, just walk into Burger King.
Actually, he's not actually the king of Burger King. I'm still in the process of easing him into the fact that we live together and therefore the house should represent the both of us.
The both of us.
Right?
Like, a give and take, like you have your little beating thing or whatever it is, and then I have my area, you know. Not
the
like
whole,
the
whole rest of the house.
Manliness.
I'm
telling you, that baby's gonna be a rock star when he grows up.
It is. Yeah. Get it. Whoa. Dad, careful. Are you watching that?
It was no sign of forced entry, but they trashed our whole house.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was more vandalism. See that thing in the corner?
Yeah,
looks like a motion detector.
You like...
It's a camera.
We're watching you.
You like little wheels that roll.
Hunter toddles around in his nursery.
You're such a ham.
have gotten a little difficult since you learned how to open the door.
So you freaked out after the break-in?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely was. I don't think I was sleeping very well. Oh, sweetie.
I would be freaked out, too, if, you know, somebody had broken into my house.
Well, it's just, they didn't take anything, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It seemed personal. It feels like they're always still here, you know? I don't know, I get this feeling, like when we were little.
What?
Never mind.
Christy feeds Hunter in the kitchen. Ali leaves the house. 4:23 p.m. Christy lounges on the sofa with Hunter in her lap. She strokes him lovingly, then looks up on hearing a noise. Captured by the camera in the foyer, Christy climbs upstairs with Hunter in her arms. She turns right onto the landing and disappears out of shot. Footage from the security camera in the nursery. Christy enters carrying Hunter. She pushes the door of the ensuite bathroom open and looks inside. Reflected in the mirrored doors of the wardrobe opposite Hunter's crib, she pauses for a moment, then crosses to the window, which is closed. Christy parts the net curtain and looks outside. Pausing for a moment's thought, she steps away from the window, then parts the curtain again and peers out a second time. A mobile dangles over Hunter's crib. Christy goes to leave, then steps back out of the doorway and enters the ensuite bathroom. Partially visible through the open door, she stands before the mirror over the sink. The mobile over Hunter's crib inexplicably starts to turn. The black mobile has four dangling arms. It rotates 360 degrees, then stops as Christy steps back into the room. The wardrobe door is open a crack. Christy closes it and leaves the room. Blackness. Night 3, August 9th, 2006, 3:18 a.m. Securicam footage shows the winding path outside the house. The backyard camera shows that the light is on in the swimming pool and that the pool cleaner is drifting in the water. The cameras in the kitchen and lounge reveal that all is quiet and the rooms are empty. Seconds pass by on the clock in the corner of the screen. Framed photographs decorate the wall of the stairway, which overlooks the foyer where Hunter's pushchair is kept. Hunter is awake. He stands in his crib staring towards the window with a hand on the wooden railing. He waves his other hand about. Day, 7:22 a.m. The pool cleaner sits on the patio at the poolside again. Irritated, Daniel tosses it back in the water. Inside, Hunter sits with Christy on the sofa as she looks through a photo album. Filming on the camcorder, Alec tickles Hunter's leg.
That's like a baby Hunter.
Oh, that one was bad. That's that bee bonnet.
That was totally humiliating. Nobody needs to see this.
Oh, this is crazy.
What?
Who do you think that is?
Is that you?
No, that's Ray Katie.
That's Katie?
Yeah, that's so weird.
I thought we lost all our pictures in the fire.
It's great.
The picture shows Katie as a little girl. In Ali's room, Ali films Martine folding clothes.
Christy and Dad are out tonight. I'm going out tonight.
¿A dónde vas?
You gonna have your boyfriend over? You gonna have a party?
No, I don't. I know how.
Este niño.
Yeah.
Este Brad. No,
yeah.
He boy. Handsy, touchy. No. Do
Lizzie says no.
The handsy handsy.
The handsy handsy scene.
Is that the kind of dance you were just showing?
No,
the handsy
no,
shake
like
it.
Ali films them both dancing.
Así, un, dos, tres, un, dos, tres, un, dos, tres.
Blackness. Secure cam footage of the path after dark. Night 5, August 11th, 2006. The pool cleaner drifts in the swimming pool whose contours are wavy and irregular. The underwater pool light gleams. It's 10:33 p.m. and the lights are on in the kitchen, partly illuminating the lounge. All is quiet in the shadowy foyer. Hunter is asleep in his crib, with Abby on the floor at his side. Footage from the camera in the lounge. Martine enters, rounding the corner from the foyer. She glances around timidly and pads slowly across the lounge. She goes to a window beneath the lounge cam, to the left of the wall-mounted flat-screen TV. She turns and looks back towards the kitchen, then starts across the tiled floor past the sofa. She turns her head on hearing a noise, then continues towards the dining table and kitchen island. An outside light comes on, shining in through a kitchen window. Martine continues nervously into the kitchen, slipping a hand into the pocket of her blouse. She moves slowly, almost rigid with fear. Martine hurries upstairs to the nursery to find Abby barking at the open bathroom door. Martine lifts Hunter from his crib and carries him downstairs. Abby stays upstairs guarding the nursery as Martine hurries around downstairs waving burning herbs with one hand and holding Hunter with the other. She moves through to the foyer and spreads smoke from the herbs, blowing on them to keep them alight. Daniel and Christy return home. Christy takes Hunter back upstairs.
Okay, that's enough. The baby is fine, okay? Maybe she's not be breathing that. Nobody should. Just stop doing it, please.
Martine leaves the lounge and goateed Daniel grabs a cushion from the sofa. He slides one of the patio doors open and wafts smoke out with it. Morning, 9:48 a.m. Daniel carries a suitcase into the lounge.
It's like 2 months, all right?
Lo que no, lo que usted no me entiende es que en esta casa
me entiende.
Nadie está a salvo, especialmente.
Yo no creo, Martín, okay? I told you.
Okay? Sí.
No creemos.
He follows Martín through to the foyer.
Okay, I do understand. Okay, I don't believe in that stuff. Okay, you just freaking like cannot have that stuff in my house. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
He sees her out.
I'm gonna give you a great recommendation. Okay, you're a very good player.
Daniel and Martine stop on the path outside. She gestures emphatically with her palms out and points at the house. Christy films Hunter in the nursery.
Dad.
He sits on a rug by his crib, playing with his toys. Through the lens of Christy's camcorder.
Come on, make Daddy proud. Say Dada. Hunter, look over here. Hunter. You are so like your dad.
Hunter looks up past the camera.
Sweetie, Sweetie. Come on.
His eyes wander.
What are you looking at? Look at Mama. Look at Mama.
Oh!
Look over here.
There's nothing there, goofball.
Where are you going? Hunter.
Hunter toddles past Christy and goes to the mirror, where he seems to stare at his own reflection.
I can't see you back there.
We were up in the nursery playing, and I was trying to get him to say Dada again, and he just wouldn't focus. Looking at the ceiling and the mirror, everywhere up but me.
Well, he's a baby. He's got like an attention span of a guppy.
They're in the kitchen.
I guess, but there was definitely something he was focused on, and yeah. It wasn't my pretty face.
Daniel finds Allie in her room painting her toenails.
Hey.
What are you doing?
What's going on? Check this out.
He turns the light off.
Dad, can you please not do that?
Yeah, night vision.
Cool, I'm going to get nail polish on the bed, please.
You've got freaky eyes. You look like a possum.
Dad!
There we go.
I need my nails, Dad. Why are you in here? What do you want?
Oh, sorry, Krabby.
Krabby.
You're Krabby McRumpelstein.
A jump cut.
Why did I fire Martine?
Yeah.
Because I didn't like her doing all that weird witchy stuff.
It wasn't witchy.
Hunter, okay?
It wasn't witchy. It wasn't hurting anybody. It made her feel better, and she wanted to make us feel better.
She's like slaughtering goats out by the lake, okay?
So, she wasn't.
All right. Good luck, and let's stay in the lines.
What? Dad!
Check it.
On! Stop!
Let me get one more.
He's flicking the light on and off. With the light out, he films her in night vision. She thrusts the nail polish towards the camera. Blackness. Night 8. August 14th, 2006. The Securicam over the front door films the path to the street. It's 2:42 a.m. Palm fronds sway in the night air. The cleaning unit drifts in the pool out back, trailing its tube towards the poolside. The main lights are off in the kitchen and lounge, but strip bulbs over the corner surfaces throw dim light across the kitchen. The night vision security cameras capture everything with a blue tint. Hunter stands up in his crib. Christy enters the nursery. She carries Hunter over to the mirror and bounces him in her arms. She turns on hearing a noise and carries Hunter over to the window. As she looks out, Hunter grasps the net curtain.
No. It's okay, buddy. There's nothing there.
She steps back into the room.
So I'll woke you up, buddy?
She pats him on the back as she cradles him in her arms. She turns her head, then crosses the room and looks out of the window again. A soft nightlight glows on the wall by Hunter's crib. As Christy stands with her back to the room, the door to the landing swings slowly open. It clunks against the doorframe of the ensuite bathroom, and Christy turns away from the window. She's dressed for bed in shorts and a sports vest. She puts Hunter back in his crib and winds up his clockwork mobile. Hunter lies down on his front. Christy goes to the window again. She recoils from the window in fright. The foyer camera. Day. Daniel stands over a dead bird at the side of the house.
Dad, don't pick it up with your hands.
Why not?
Because it could, like, they can have diseases and stuff. They
flew into the window.
It's so sad. I don't even want to look at it. What?
His neck is all...
Oh, my God! Just put in the thing! Why did you pick it up with Tom? I don't know.
What do you think? Like
stop!
Medium rare?
You're really mean.
It's just a dead bird. Oh. It was a live bird. Then
it's really sad.
You like the ball? You like ball? Ball, hit it. Smack it. What's in there? What's in there?
Hunter runs from his parents' room. Filming, Allie turns a baby monitor on.
Hunter! Oh,
shit.
She sets it down.
Hunter! Come here! Come here!
She leaves the camera on the bed and runs off. It's still filming. Red lights flash on the baby monitor as it relays interference. Night 10, August 16th, 2006, 3:28 a.m. Securicam footage of the pool. In the foyer, a child's rocking horse rests by Hunter's pushchair. The kitchen and lounge are cast in shadow. A pan falls from a wooden rack above the kitchen island. Christy is tending to Hunter in the nursery. Hearing the noise, she goes downstairs. She goes to the kitchen in her dressing gown and hangs the pan back on the rack. A jump cut. Christy stares out of the kitchen window. A security light is on outside. The pan she replaced swings on its hook behind her. The other pans sway slightly too. Christy looks down at the work surface, her shoulders tense. The security light outside goes off. She lifts her gaze and leans forward to peer out into the darkness. The pan she replaced falls down. The foyer camera captures her running back upstairs. Day. Mika films as Daniel finds the pool cleaner at the poolside.
What are you doing back out here?
He tosses it back, and Abby the Alsatian paws at it.
Your dog does not like pool cleaners. Yo, what's the deal with your dog?
Honestly, we're not really sure.
Abby tries to drag it out of the water.
This is the cutest thing I've ever seen. I think I might definitely start to replace my girlfriend with this camera.
Uh-huh. See?
It's got more features.
Flip the thing. Film yourself. The clips. No, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And it shows you.
No. I'm definitely getting one of these.
I bet you guys go extracurricular with this.
Who has time for that?
Yeah.
You got a baby?
How's Daniel Ray and his brood doing?
Oh, apparently we have a ghost. Did you hear about this?
I did not. Please elaborate, because that's a very strange thing to...
A couple pots fell off our pot hanger thing.
Oh, no, you definitely have a ghost.
Straight to ghost.
Yeah, straight to ghost,
it's
definitely.
The most logical. She thinks everything is a ghost. Everything is a ghost.
Yeah, you're definitely haunted.
No. You and your sister are like freaky...
You're into this stuff?
Oh, you don't know this stuff? They used to do, like, seances and shit when they
were... No.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No.
Who'd you talk to?
Making a mountain animal.
Katie, like,
what?
This is really no big deal.
What's no big deal?
I just don't talk about this stuff anymore.
What stuff?
They used to do seances when they were...
Dude, that's awesome.
It's really not that funny. It's not... You're laughing. It's really not a big deal. But truth is that when we were kids, we got a little freaked out, but it's really no big deal. And we're having a good day today, so let's just...
We'll explore this more in detail later.
What is that Lizzie Borden one, the ex-murderer one?
You're thinking of every childhood...
How would I... Back me up.
Christy's an ex-murderer again.
How would I know this stuff if you didn't tell
me? What's your take on this whole ghost situation?
I think it's awesome.
How could I put it up wrong? It's on a hook. Once it goes up, it's up.
You're probably putting it on the edge of the top part instead of inside. The fact that it fell a second time probably proves that you put it up wrong both times. You want me to show you how to cut it up?
No. Then why are you putting the pool cleaner back in every morning for the last week?
Because it's a pool cleaner and I want it to clean the pool.
How does it get out at night?
How does it get out? Is it taking the car? Is it like...
Oh, come on, honey. No, really.
I don't know. I assume somebody takes it out when they go swimming.
Well, I don't take it out. You don't take it out. Allie, do you take the pool cleaner out of the pool?
What?
Do you take the pool cleaner out of the pool?
No.
What, so it's crawling out of the pool? It's crawling out of the pool by itself?
I don't know. Let's, you know what? You want all the cameras? Let's go check the DVR.
Wow, let's go check it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm very serious.
And then we'll find out what else is going around here at night.
Can I tape it, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
They check the Securicam footage of the pool. The pool cleaner magically rises from the water onto the patio.
What?
See?
That is weird. You might have it set too high or something. I don't know.
No. No, I don't think the settings are off.
Anxious, Christy leaves the room. Ali films Daniel, who looks at her and smirks.
That's what we got it for.
Probably trying to be proactive to go on the patio.
It's like one of those vacuum cleaner things you set up.
Yeah, it's like a Floby, but with,
I don't know if the house is haunted, but I hope it is.
You hope it is?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? That would be awesome.
Why would you hope that the house is haunted?
That would be the coolest thing ever. If there was somebody trying to, like, get through us, that would be amazing.
No, I just...
Daniel's filming Ali.
Christy is obviously not sleeping. Dude, she doesn't have any... Her hormones are all kooky. She's got paranoid mommy and that.
Just interpreting them in the wrong way. Like, she's seeing them as harmful and dangerous. And maybe we should just see them as something trying to, like... Like, I think we should have a seance.
I think we should go,
full out. What?
Just freaky. I don't believe in it, but why
do you think that it necessarily has to be bad, though? That's all I'm asking.
How would it be good?
Like, what if it's mom?
Ali stares at him and shrugs. Night 12, August 18th, 2006. 3:14 a.m. The pool cleaner drifts in the illuminated pool. Securicam footage of the darkened kitchen. Footage from the lounge cam. And the foyer cam. All is quiet. Upstairs, Hunter stands in his crib staring at the window. Guarding him, Abby growls. Baby and dog stand still and stare. Day, camcorder footage of Daniel by the pool.
You guys.
What?
There's something you need to see.
What are you talking about? What's going on? You're kind of freaking me out.
Don't have to see.
Honey, what are you talking about?
Ali and Christy come over. Christy leans over the pool. The pool cleaner leaps out onto the poolside.
Yeah!
It's not funny.
Yeah!
Christy stomps off. Daniel sprays Ali with water from the pool cleaner.
Sweetie?
In the bedroom, Christy's making the bed.
Well, that was kind of funny, right?
I hate it when you don't take me seriously.
Sorry, honey, I do take you seriously. I was just trying to lighten things up a little bit. Just want us to kind of get back to normal, you know? Like, I was thinking maybe we could go out, grown-ups, like a...
Right.
Why can't leave?
Why are you laughing? We can go.
Martine's gone.
No, Ellie can watch the baby.
The break-in and all the weird stuff going on, I just don't want to leave him alone.
You know, we can't just let this affect us that much. If we do that, the terrorists win. Right? I miss you, you know? I miss my wife, the fun wife. And I know I've been kind of a tool. And I just wanna...
All right, so all the emergency numbers are in this cabinet.
Yep.
But now his new doctor is in there, mm-hmm. And also his allergist. Mm-hmm. And remember, no peanuts, make sure that all the doors and the windows are locked, okay, sweetheart? Okay. Upstairs, in the back, out front.
Go.
I love you. Have a great time with
him. Bye.
Mm-hmm, I love you.
Bye. Have a good time.
Take my...
Christy leaves. 8:25 p.m. It's dark outside and Ali sits alone in the lounge reading. Her hair is tied up in a bun and she has her feet up on the octagonal glass coffee table.
Jesus Christ.
Brad.
Lightly?
Mm-hmm.
To warm up.
You have to warm up the board.
They do a Ouija board.
Spirits present. Give us a sign.
They both have their hands on a pointer.
Like literally anything. Literally.
Yeah, no, there's...
What do you want?
The pointer starts to move.
Brad... Brad.
I'm not moving it. It's not me.
P.
Ali stares at the pointer as it slowly moves between the letters displayed on the Ouija board.
You.
Ali,
it keeps moving. The pointer circles and returns to the same spot.
S.
Wait, it's still going. It goes to the Y. Ah, oh, it spells pussy. I mean, what? Hey. What
is pussy.
Maybe the spirits want some pussy. Sweet. Yes, the spirits might be horny at the moment. You never know. I know.
Pussy.
You know what? We should keep going.
They try again.
Wait, do you feel that?
Yeah, it's because you're moving it.
No, I'm not moving it. No, this time I'm really not moving it. H?
Pussy.
No, Ali, I'm really not moving it this time, I promise.
It moves about the board.
No, what the fuck? Are you doing this?
No!
N?
Ali stifles laughter.
Pussy.
Security camera footage of the nursery. Abby wakes up beside Hunter's crib.
Did you spell that? Are you trying to tell me?
Yeah.
Would you like me to go on a pussy hunt? I can do that.
The foyer cam, 11:06 p.m. Abby lies in Hunter's nursery facing the door. Hunter is asleep. Ali sleeps on the sofa in the lounge with the TV on and a blanket over her. The security camera in the lounge films Ali from above the TV. A strange shadow seeps out from under the basement door and moves towards the sofa. The shadow advances slowly over Ali's legs. The shadow darkens as it glides over Ali's body, and she wakes with a start. She sits up. The shadow has gone. Ali sits in the flickering light of the TV. She gets up, turns the telly off, and walks through to the foyer. About to climb the stairs, she notices the front door is ajar. She goes over and shuts it, and turns the lock. She strolls away from the door, then turns round and climbs the stairs. As she nears the top, the door rattles. She leans over the banister and tries to look out through the fanlight window above the door. Trotting back downstairs, she presses her face up to the door and peers out through the peephole. She unlocks the door and opens it. She steps outside. The door slams shut. Abby wakes up in the nursery. Allie tries in vain to open the front door. Abby prowls out onto the landing, leaving Hunter by himself in his crib. Securicam footage from the kitchen shows a light come on outside. It's Allie. She tries to open the patio door between the kitchen and the lounge. Inside, Abby scampers over to the patio door. Allie bangs on the glass and tries to pull the door open. The foyer cam picks up the sound of footsteps on the stairs. They grow louder as they approach the nursery. Very slowly at first, by tiny increments, baby Hunter slides across his mattress as if dragged. The camera in the foyer picks up the sound of his cries as Abby scurries up onto the landing. Hunter is drawn up the side of his crib by an unseen force. The cameras in the lounge and in the kitchen show no sign of Allie at the back door, nor does the foyer camera reveal any sign of her at the front. Out of his crib, Hunter stands by his room door, which is now pushed to. He folds his little fingers around the door and pulls it open, pushing it steady against the adjacent wall before wandering out onto the darkened landing. Securicam footage of the kitchen. Hunter scampers in from the foyer and stops by the kitchen island. He looks back the way he came and sways as if pulled slightly. Hearing music, he starts towards the lounge. He stops and stares at the door of the basement. He trots over and opens it. But the music stops. He lets the door swing open, then stands there looking confused. He crawls back upstairs on his hands and knees. It's 11:35 p.m. The kitchen and lounge remain quiet. Abby sits by the front door waiting. Christy and Daniel get back from their night out. Christy enters ahead of Daniel and Abby waits at the door. She wags her tail as Daniel enters. Christy turns the lights on and heads upstairs.
Allie?
Daniel strolls through to the lounge. Upstairs. Christy carries Hunter downstairs.
Allie?
Is Allie upstairs?
No, she isn't up here.
She's not upstairs. Allie? Allie?
Daniel checks the yard, then goes back indoors.
Dad? Dad? Christy?
Where have you been?
God. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
What happened?
I'm so sorry, I got locked out.
Why would you even answer the door to somebody just knocking, just open the door?
No, I thought...
Did you look outside to see who it was?
Yes, I couldn't... Well, that's the thing. See, I couldn't see anybody, and I thought that, like, Brad...
If you don't see anybody, then you don't go outside. Your little brother was upstairs by himself.
I know. I was freaking out.
Right?
I know. I swear to God, I never would have done that.
Wait, I don't understand. What happened?
It wasn't an accident, because something slammed the door behind me.
We were worried sick.
Something slammed the door. Wait, man, I took a nap, and I heard somebody calling my name.
What?
I felt something. Like, somebody was calling my name. And I felt somebody there.
Are you sure you weren't just dreaming?
You weren't there. You didn't feel it.
The wind blew the door closed.
There wasn't any wind.
All right?
Sorry.
And I don't want to hear any more of this haunted house crap, okay? It's enough. You guys are driving me crazy. End of story.
Daniel glares at Allie, then storms out of the kitchen.
It was like you said with the pots falling. I was taking a nap and something was calling my name.
Sweetheart. I'm just going to go calm him down, okay?
go upstairs and try to go to bed, okay?
Christy leaves the kitchen and Ali sips a glass of juice. The image fades to black. Morning, 8:43 a.m. Abby is curled up on the sofa in the lounge. Christy feeds breakfast to Hunter, who sits in his high chair in the kitchen. Ali takes a bottle of orange juice from the fridge and puts it down on the kitchen island. She gets a glass, gives the bottle a shake, and pours herself some. Daniel enters.
Morning.
Morning. Ali grabs her juice and stomps out without looking at Daniel. He shrugs.
Nice.
Ali goes upstairs. Daniel gives Christy and Hunter a kiss.
Hot.
Daniel heads out.
Okay, Hunter. Gotta eat. Come on, buddy.
I don't get it. How can you not want to back her up?
Because I'm concentrating.
Brad films Ali, who's on her laptop.
You know you love it.
But the site says that if it's like really persistent, which it is obviously at this point, that it's probably not a ghost, it's probably something else, and it's possibly a demon.
What's the difference between a demon and a ghost?
Because ghosts are dead people, so they're like human energy, and demons are not human, they're just like evil.
Brad's filming Ali.
Psyching yourself out a little bit looking online there. You remember when I told you that my mom thought she had that, like, that flesh-eating disease? You freaked yourself out. It's kind of like that, you know?
Oh, my God.
Let's see it.
The laptop.
Like, fourth paragraph down.
Brad reads the webpage.
It has been said that if a human makes a bargain with a demon for wealth, power, or any other benefit, they must forfeit their firstborn male. The debt is not honored, the demon will follow...
No, you're smiling. It's not funny.
...will follow the defaulter and his or her brood until its soul of an infant is collected.
He shakes his head.
So?
Alone, Ali films herself in the house.
Okay, so this is the freakiest thing ever. It happened to me last night. This is the door.
Securicam footage on the computer.
Closing by itself. That's me walking outside. Dad, will you come in here, please? Okay. Please stand over here and watch this.
Jesus.
He glances at Ali.
Don't look at me. Look at the screen.
Ali films his stony-faced reaction to the security footage.
Yeah. Wind blows the door closed.
Dad.
Thank you.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's happened to me a million times.
There's no wind.
The wind comes from the back when the windows are open. It's
inside
happened.
The house, and
that's
nothing
enough,
else
okay?
is open.
Turn
I
off
was there with
and
Hunter.
Stop messing with the system.
Dad,
and turn
there's
off,
obviously
okay?
something in that
Honey,
house.
Please, come on. Come
it's a safety martini thing.
Please, come get your dinner, okay? It's getting cold.
Blackness. Night 17, August 23rd, 2006. 3:12 a.m. Securicam footage of the garden path. The swimming pool. And the kitchen. The downstairs area is dark and quiet. Lounge cam footage of the lounge and kitchen. Securicam footage of the foyer. Abby sleeps on the floor of Hunter's nursery. The door is shut, and Hunter is asleep in his crib. Camcorder footage. Ali turns the light on in her bedroom and points the camera at herself.
I think I just heard something coming from downstairs.
Ali films herself grasping the door handle. As she goes to open the door, she jolts in fright.
Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ, fuck.
Ali's point of view through the camcorder. She steps out of her room onto the landing and creeps quietly downstairs. There's a lamp on at the foot of the stairs, partially illuminating the shadowy foyer. She turns left towards the lounge and puts a light on. A toy truck scoots across the tiled floor. Ali follows it slowly into the kitchen. The truck stops moving. Allie turns right towards the kitchen island. Strip bulbs under the kitchen cabinets cast a dim light into the room. She continues towards the dining room beyond the kitchen. For a moment, the screen is filled with blackness as she steps into the shadows. She turns towards chairs in the foyer, then pans sharply right. The toy truck has moved into the foyer. Allie races upstairs. 9:04 a.m. Allie sits in the kitchen with the camcorder to Christy.
It woke me up. Like, it sounded like the door or something, so I kind of checked it out, and Dad was snoring, and I caught it on here. Do you want to see?
She shows Christy the footage on the camcorder's flip-out screen.
Right there, isn't it? That's weird.
It's definitely weird.
It just freaks me out because it just reminds me of this, of, like, what Martine was saying about the house.
What did she say about the house?
She said that there were bad spirits in the house. She had to clear out. She was clearing out the bad spirits and letting in the good spirits. But something like that, I don't have any other explanation for. Do you?
I don't. I remember being scared all the time.
What do you mean scared all the time, though? What do you mean scared all the time?
I don't know.
No, but what do you mean? Like, you felt scared?
I don't remember.
I mean, I've been scared. I'm scared.
So, what, did she, like, lock herself out?
Well, she said the door slammed shut and it's on.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty darn creepy.
Yeah.
Christy's filming.
Listen, this is going to sound totally crazy, and I know that, but I've been having this feeling lately that maybe whatever happened to us when we were little, I think it's starting again.
I don't want to talk about this, Christy.
I don't remember anything. I just remember being scared all the time. What?
You want to know what I remember? I remember you crying all the time. I remember you couldn't sleep and you got anxiety attacks. I remember that you stopped talking for months. I remember weird people came to our house and our mom was upset all the time. That's what I remember. Whatever it was, it thrived on fear. The more we paid attention to it, the worse it got. You need to leave this alone. You need to ignore it, but you're going to end up just like Mom. Do you understand me? Do you understand me?
Yeah, okay. I will.
Furrowing her brow, Katie drops her gaze. 2:55 p.m., the nursery. Christy rocks Hunter back and forth on her lap in a rocking chair. Allie takes Abby downstairs.
Go for a walk? Abby.
They leave the house. Christy puts Hunter down for a nap in his crib. She tucks him up under a blanket and leaves the room. It turns 3:28 p.m. Christy enters the kitchen from the foyer. She puts a magazine down on the kitchen island and fills the kettle from the tap. She puts the kettle on the hob. She takes a mug from a kitchen cabinet and sits down at the kitchen island to read her magazine. A plate of fruit rests on the worktop. To her right is a wall of kitchen cupboards with an oven and grill built in amongst them. Beside the cupboards is the fridge. Behind her is the dining table and lounge, and above the kitchen island hang the pans. Christy stops reading her magazine and stiffens. She looks over her shoulder towards the lounge. The cupboard doors burst open. She doubles over in shock, then hurries limply from the room. She sprints upstairs.
Leave me alone!
Secure a cam footage of the kitchen. Thank you. Christy steps slowly into the room and stares at the kettle on the hob. She strides over and removes it. She hurriedly returns spilt items to the cupboards of the kitchen island, then pushes the freezer's drawers in and shuts the faux cupboard door, enclosing it. She slams the other cupboard doors and glares across the room, shifting her weight from foot to foot, before heading purposefully upstairs. As she does so, Ali returns with Abby and sees her disappear onto the landing. Sensing something is amiss, Ali glances repeatedly towards the landing as she detaches the lead from Abby's collar. Filming on the camcorder, she finds Christy in her room.
Oh, Chris.
She's applying makeup.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Did something just happen?
Completely fine. Everything is fine.
Look at me.
Christy turns to face Ali and the camera.
Christy.
Ali, everything is fine.
It's obviously not. Look at...
Up close.
Said that we can't talk about these things, okay? Because if you do, it just goes worse. Listen, everything's fine. Ali, just stop. Everything's fine.
Okay. On the phone.
No, but listen to me. That other website said that some people, like, make deals with demons for wealth and power. So what if Christy's great-grandmother made a deal with a demon so she could get rich? I went through the entire family line, and Hunter is the first male to be born on Christie's side since at least the 1930s. Don't tell me that shit isn't coincidence.
Night 19, August 25th, 2006. 9:24 p.m. The pool cleaner drifts in the illuminated pool. Securicam footage of the dark, empty kitchen. Securicam footage of the lounge. Abby the Alsatian bounds upstairs and hurries into the nursery, where Daniel is putting Hunter down in his crib. Abby circles excitedly. Daniel steps away from the crib and points at her. She does. Looking out onto the landing, Daniel leaves the door ajar. Daniel strolls away across the landing. Abby trots round in a circle, then lies on her side facing the doorway. She falls asleep. It's 9:25 p.m. Time races by on the clock in the corner of the screen, as the footage fast forwards. Abby twitches as she dreams. Hunter moves around in his sleep. Abby wakes up and changes position, guarding the door on her front. 12:49 a.m. The footage plays in real time. Downstairs, the basement door swings open. In the nursery, Abby wakes on hearing a noise. Her ears pricked, she goes downstairs. Captured on the camera in the lounge, she peers down into the basement, then hears a noise, and scampers back into the foyer, out of shot. Her hind legs retreat into shot as if she's wrestling with someone. Then she's suddenly whisked out of sight into the foyer. Filming on the camcorder, Ali gets out of bed and goes to the landing.
Dad?
Yeah?
Did you hear that?
Downstairs.
What the fuck? Oh, God. Abby? What's the matter, baby?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Is she okay?
Yeah. No. Honey, grab my keys and stuff. Grab my shoes.
What's going on?
I don't know. There's something wrong with Abby.
Dad, I'm waiting with you.
She's still breathing.
What can I do? What should I do?
Let's just stay here with Hunter.
Okay.
And,
okay,
we
got
there.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Daniel carries Abby out in his arms. Ali goes with him. Christy stands alone at the top of the stairs. 13 minutes later, Christy sits on the stairs looking into the foyer through the balusters. 10 minutes later, she makes a call.
Just call me back when you get this. Let me know if she's okay. Okay, love you.
10 minutes later, she's on the phone.
Hey, is she gonna be okay? I love you. Bye.
Still seated on the stairs, she hangs her head. Hearing the rattling noise, she looks up. She starts slowly down the stairs and enters the kitchen. The pans sway slightly on their hanger above the countertop. She quickly goes over and steadies them. On removing her hand, they continue to rock slightly. Christy glances timidly around the room, then returns the cordless phone to its cradle by the dining table. Head down, she crosses the room, turns off the light, and heads back through the foyer. Hunter lies asleep in his crib. The nightlight on the wall goes dead. A weak strip of light shines into the darkened room through the slightly open door. Christy appears on the landing and peers inside. Noticing the light is out, she goes inside and gives it a tap. It flickers back on again. She tucks Hunter up snugly in his cot. As she goes to leave, the light flickers. She stops by the edge of the crib and looks back at it, when she's suddenly knocked to the floor. An unseen force drags her onto the stairs where she clings to a baluster.
Oh God, please! Let go of me!
She frantically kicks her legs. The force relinquishes her and she scrambles to her feet. As she runs into the nursery, her legs are swept from under her. Hunter watches helplessly from his crib. On her front, Christy is dragged down the stairs and then into the basement. The door slams shut. Hunter stands in his crib. Behind him, something jangles his mobile. Sped-up footage from the camera in the lounge. Curtains flutter as if blown by a breeze. An hour races by on the on-screen clock. 2:58 a.m. The footage resumes its normal speed. The door of the basement creaks open. The shadow of the door lengthens as it swings outwards. A dazed-looking Christy steps out into the kitchen. She stands with her arms by her sides, staring into the darkened lounge. Leaving the basement door open, she turns and walks away towards the stairs. Day, 11:12 a.m. Allie's on the phone in the kitchen.
Oh, I don't know. They thought it was a seizure. No, she's never had one before, ever. And she was making this noise.
Allie?
Hey, I gotta call you back.
Okay. I'm really sorry to do this to you. I'm not sorry for that time. There's something wrong with Christy. Okay, I can't get her out of bed.
What's wrong with her?
I don't know. My guys are from corporate. I've been putting them off for weeks. I can't blow them off.
Okay, please listen to me. Can I just take Hunter to bed?
Sweetie, no, I need you to stay here.
Okay? And I'll come home when you come home.
Wait, I know this sucks. I do. I know. Okay, I know you're freaked out, and I'm really sorry. I'll be there for like 2 hours, all right? And I have to pick up Abby. Okay? Please. I'm sorry, okay? Call me, I'll be like 2 hours. If anything's wrong, just call me, I'll be right here, okay?
Okay.
I just cannot miss this today. Thank you. Okay? Alright, don't worry, lock the door behind me, okay?
Daniel leaves Allie with Hunter. Later, she's on the phone.
No, I put him down. He's sleeping. She's not here, she's still at the vet's. No, because they have to run tests because they don't know what it was. Brad, it was... I've never heard her cry like that.
Or just tell them that you want to come over for an hour. Please?
Please. No, I just don't want to be here alone. Yeah, well, basically, she's sick or something.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. 1:32 p.m. Ali sits down on the sofa with a book. She looks up on hearing something. Ignoring it, she finds her page and leans back with her knees bent and the book resting against her thigh. There's another noise and she looks over at the basement door. She puts the book down and gets off the sofa. Calmly and quietly, she goes over to the basement door. Steeling herself, she pulls it open. Ali steps behind the open door.
Oh my god.
Ali films the basement door. There are deep scratches in it.
Okay, so just found this in the basement door.
They're like claw marks.
I don't really know where it came from. I think that that's blood, but I can't really tell. This comes up pretty high. I don't think she could get up there. It kind of looks like letters, but I don't really know what it means.
The crude markings resemble the words me and us. Upstairs, the door of the nursery is ajar. Ali films in through the crack to see Christy sitting inside, her face obscured by the door, and a nasty red bite mark below her shorts on her left thigh. Panicked, Ali turns the camera away. There are wet spots on the carpet and red marks on the walls. She pans back to the nursery, but Christy has vanished.
Christy?
She tentatively films round the door to see Hunter staring back at her from his crib.
Christy.
To Hunter.
Hey, sweet pea. What's going on?
She puts the camera down.
Come here, sweetie.
Christy swaggers in. Oh. Downstairs on the phone.
Dad! You had to come over even though I didn't take the phone. Something is really wrong with Christy. Please. Please come home.
Christy stands at the nursery window. Ali steps towards Hunter with the camcorder.
Don't touch him!
Downstairs, Ali films herself as she sits down at the computer to check the Securicam footage. She stares at the screen. She clicks with the mouse, then films the screen. The footage is frozen on Christy being dragged downstairs. Daniel arrives home.
You okay?
Where is she?
She's upstairs. She's in her room.
No, you can't go up there, Dad. You can't come up there. You have to look at the tape.
Ellie, I have to check on Hunter.
She got it, Dad. You have to watch the tape. Please. Just listen to me.
In the computer room.
Dad, we have to go right now. Dad. Dad, look at me. Do you believe me now?
Come on. We can't stay here. Please.
Daniel's pensive.
Dad.
He stares at the computer monitor, then rummages in a drawer. Flinging paperwork aside, he comes upon a small diary. Inside is a phone number on a scrap of paper. He makes a call.
What are you doing?
She tried to warn me and I wouldn't listen.
Who are you talking about?
Dad, who are you talking about?
Daniel and Martine in the kitchen. Daniel gives Martine a bottle of olive oil. She smears some on a wooden cross, which she then hands to him.
Déjelo.
What am I going to do with this?
Que esté inconsciente.
This is going to knock her out?
Sí.
Ali films as they head upstairs.
I told you to stay here.
Vamos. Dad, look at her leg. Look at the bite.
Christy stares vacantly into space as he examines her leg. Daniel and Martine have a hushed conversation in the kitchen.
Please.
What
cannot do this to her.
Look, there is no other way.
Yes, there is. We can transfer to somebody else.
No, we can't. No, we can't. Okay, Martine said it had to be a blood relative. Okay, that is my wife and my son. It was your little baby brother.
Do we tell her? Do we tell her?
No, we never tell anyone. She's not even going to remember, okay? Martine says she's not going to remember, okay? And we're not going to talk about it, ever. And I don't care if you agree with me or not, okay? It's my decision. I'm doing it.
Christy is sitting up in bed, staring into space without expression. Ali films from the landing. Daniel approaches fearfully with the wooden cross.
Dad, please, please be careful, please.
Daniel leans slowly towards Christy, then glances away towards the camera. Christy lunges to bite him. The lights go out.
Dad! I can't see anything! Dad!
Ellie, where are you?
I'm right here!
Where are you?
Daniel uses the night vision camcorder.
Oh, fuck! Where's the baby?
Martine gropes blindly in the darkened nursery. Hunter is gone. Daniel runs into one of the bedrooms, but it's empty. He finds Ali trembling in a darkened room. A large piece of furniture is thrown over. He goes downstairs.
What's happening? Oh my gosh!
He enters the kitchen, and the pan rack falls from the ceiling. Cowering in the corner, Ali points towards the open basement door. Daniel points the camera down the stairs into the basement, then tries the light switch. It doesn't work. Holding the wooden cross in his left hand and the camera in his right, he starts down the steps, then stops and pans back up to look at Ali.
Stay here, okay?
The night vision camera grants him limited vision as he descends into the basement.
Hunter!
He bangs himself, and the camera shakes. He scans around the darkness. The night vision has a range of a few feet. He pans past stacked boxes, cuddly toys, an old lamp. Following Hunter's cries, Daniel squeezes into a narrow gap between stacked bric-a-brac. Something rat-like leaps past the camera. Recoiling, he loses his footing and scrabbles around, trying to right himself.
Fuck! Hunter!
Frenetic camera movement. The stairs come into view. Then Daniel's face.
Damn it.
Blurry images flash by as he turns the camera in his hands. He drops it upside down on the floor. Hunter can be seen in the corner of the room. Daniel crawls towards his noises. He finds him and takes hold. Something grabs at the camera. Daniel looks round, then scurries over and grabs the camcorder. He pans past stacked boxes and wooden supports. A glowering eye comes into frame. It's Christy, her mouth filled with jagged fangs. She pounces and Daniel pushes the cross against her chest. The camera falls to the floor, pointing away from the action. The floor trembles violently. The floor ceases to vibrate, and Hunter scampers into view unscathed. He plods back and forth, everything above his waist out of shot. Security footage of the lounge. The lights come back on. It's 12:07 a.m. The light comes back on in the nursery. Ali films through the doorway as Daniel tucks Christy up in bed. She's curled up on her side with her head on the pillow and her eyes closed. Downstairs, Ali continues to film. Daniel scowls at the camera, shakes his head and puts his glasses on. In his hand is the photo of Katie as a schoolgirl. He sets light to each corner, and the picture starts to curl. 3 weeks later, Christy films Katie and Hunter lounging out by the pool. Katie's opening a gift box.
All right. Are you ready?
I am ready. I'm thrilled. I'm excited. Is it a tie?
It's jewelry.
Oh, shocking!
So how are things here? Is there any more weird stuff going on?
No.
No?
Everything's great.
Good. I must be losing my mind. I feel like there's stuff going on at our house to the point where I actually told Mika about it, and I'm sure he thinks I'm crazy.
You should take your own advice. You shouldn't talk about this stuff. It just drives us nuts.
You're right.
Sis?
Goodbye, Hunter. I love you.
Bye, bye, Auntie.
She goes to her car.
Bye, sis. See you soon.
All right.
Mika videotapes Katie as she pulls into their driveway.
Hello, baby.
Think it is?
Yes, I don't know what you think it is, but whatever it is pretty sweet.
I think it's a giant ass camera. What happened to like the little handheld? Easy to move around, versatile.
Are you gonna park the car or are you gonna stand there looking at it?
Inside.
This is big and impressive and has a really good light on it.
Yeah. Kiss the camera, please.
I'm not kissing the camera. Oh. How much did this cost you? How much did I'll kiss you the money kiss the camera?
They kiss and the screen goes black. A caption. Mika was killed on October 8th, 2006. October 9th, 2006, 11:48 p.m. Securicam footage of the path outside Daniel and Christy's house. The pool cleaner drifts in the illuminated backyard swimming pool. Inside, Daniel lies on the sofa watching TV. Hunter stands up in his crib, crying. Christy goes through to him. Securicam footage of the garden path. All is quiet. Out back, the pool cleaner drifts slowly in the water. Daniel fidgets to get comfortable on the sofa. Wearing shorts and a vest, Katie stands in the foyer behind him. The kitchen cam shows him look round over the back of the sofa on hearing a noise. Lounge cam footage. Katie has gone. Daniel turns his eyes to the TV.
They do have superb quality real wood shaker style cabs in natural maple.
Securicam footage of the foyer. There's nobody there. In the nursery, Christy bounces Hunter in her arms. The path cam shows nothing of note, and nor does the pool cam. Inside, Katie strolls up behind Daniel and snaps his neck. His dead body falls limp. Katie looks at him for a moment, then turns and walks away. In the nursery,
Daniel?
Katie plods upstairs like a sleepwalker.
Is that you?
Katie stalks into the nursery.
Katie?
She knocks Christy and Hunter into the air. Christy cracks her head against the security camera and lands out of shot beneath it. Katie crouches down and picks Hunter up in her arms. Katie turns without expression and leaves the room, disappearing onto the darkened landing. The image fades to black. A caption. Ali returned from a school trip and found the bodies of Christy and Daniel Ray on October 12, 2006. Katie and Hunter's whereabouts remain unknown. The caption fades to black. ITFC audio description was written and read by Sam Clark. Directed by Todd Williams. Screenplay by Michael R. Perry and Christopher Landon and Tom Pabst. Story by Michael R. Perry. Based on the film Paranormal Activity by Oren Peli. Produced by Jason Blum, Oren Peli. Executive producers Stephen Schneider, Akiva Goldsman. Director of photography Michael Simmons. Production designer Jennifer Spence. Edited by Gregory Plotkin. Costume designer Kristin M. Burke. Katie Featherston. Mika Sloat. Brian Boland, Molly Ephraim, Sprague Graydon. Casting by Michael Hawthorne, CSA. Paramount Pictures presents a Blumhouse, Solana Films, Room 101 Inc. production. Paranormal Activity 2. Silver stars swoop down above a blanket of clouds, then soar to halo a jagged mountain peak. Paramount, a Viacom company. Blackness. Cast in alphabetical order. Surveillance camera expert, David Bierend. Daniel Ray, Brian Boland. Ali Ray, Molly Ephraim. Katie, Katie Featherston. Brad, Seth Ginsberg. Christy Ray, Sprague Graydon. Hunter Ray, William Juan Prieto. Hunter Ray, Jackson Hania Prieto. Mika, Mika Sloat. Martine, Vivi. Stunt coordinator, Rob King. Stunts, Dennis Scott, Jennifer Caputo, Ator Tamras, Mike King, Megan Godfrey, Heidi Schnappauf, Jordan J.J. Perry, Craig Jensen, Craig Baxley, Nikki Hester, Paul Lacavara, Steve Blalock, Puppeteer, Zachary Alexander. Unit Production Manager, Rick A. Osako. First Assistant Director, James Moran. Second Assistant Director, Mark Newland. Line Producer, Jeanette Volturno-Brill. Script supervisors Babette Stiff, Diane Leah Weiss. Sound mixer Zolt Magyar. Sound utility Tim Lloyd. Set dresser Elizabeth R. Rosenbaum. Costumer Michelle Liu. Visual effects editor Ron South. Casting assistant Jason Fedosenko. Production coordinator Laura Altman. Animal wrangler Steve Behrens. Still photographer Sam Erdank. Digital imaging technician Oliver Mancibo. Sound supervisor, sound designer, Mark Binder. Dialogue ADR supervisor, FX editor, Nick Schaffer. FX editor, Alex Gruzdov. Sound designer, Peter A. Brown. Assistant sound editor, Ken Steiger. Dialogue editors, Ryan Young, Doug Mountain. ADR, Chris Navarro, CAS. Foley, Jeff Wilhoit, James Mariana, Brett Voss. Prosthetic makeup effects created by Almost Human Inc. Visual effects by Hammerhead Productions. VFX designer, Mark Deep. Lead compositor, Daniel Mellitz. American Humane monitored the animal action. No animals were harmed. AHAD 02067. Copyright 2010 Paramount Pictures Corporation. All rights reserved. The persons and events in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events is unintentional. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Motion Picture Association of America. Paramount, a Viacom company.